What I Know for Sure. Written and read for you by Oprah Winfrey.
Introduction, 2024. If you know me at all, you are aware that my life is led by intention. I wrote an essay about it in this book, and it is as true today as it was 10 years ago. You might remember the story of when I originally announced to my producers on The Oprah Winfrey Show that they would need to include an intention at the top of any show pitch. I explained to them that I had to understand the why before I could move forward with an idea. The confused silence was awkward at first, but I knew it was the right thing to do. Sometimes their intentions were pretty funny. In one particularly memorable moment, one producer said, "Do we need a why? It's Brad Pitt." That still gives me a little chuckle. But other show topics weren't as clear, and the intention always gave me clarity on whether or not we should commit to it. And so, as I was considering how to mark the 10th anniversary of What I Know for Sure, I wanted to be confident that this book has continued to fulfill its intended purpose, to be an inspiration to people throughout these years, especially considering this past decade has been filled with unprecedented challenges. My hope has always been, no matter the circumstances, that these personal stories and the lessons I've gleaned from them act as a guidepost, a glimpse at a new way of being, or even just a bit of levity on a dark day. When we originally created this book, using columns I wrote for Oh, the Oprah magazine, I shared with you that I hand-selected the entries that meant the most to me, but after 10 years, I wanted to make sure the principles still reflect the person I am today. Truth be told, I wasn't too worried. While I know we, as a human community, have been shaped by a series of devastating global events over the past 10 years, which have most certainly triggered us to evolve in unexpected ways, not to mention the life challenges we might face in the usual span of a decade, true spiritual growth, no matter what might occur, is less about changing who you are and has everything to do with becoming more of yourself. As I reread the stories I shared so long ago, each resonated just as it did when I wrote it, and each theme remains a core value in my life. That said, I am also 10 years older, and I know that my life, just like yours, continues to unfold. When What I Know for Sure was first published, I was approaching 60. At the time, I marveled at reaching that milestone and shared that I believe my highest achievement was never shutting my heart down. I realized with gratitude that throughout my life I had remained faithful, hopeful, and open to seeing the best in people, regardless of whether they were showing me their worst. I stayed open to believing that no matter how difficult the climb, there is always a way to let in a sliver of light to illuminate a path forward. And now, I am blessed to have reached the age of 70. And while I really only see that number as a marker to my life timeline, I am in utter awe of how my life continues to meet its rising. Like you, I too have seen sorrow and loss, and also moments of hope that took my breath away. When I consider all we have experienced together, and as individuals over the course of the past decade, what I know for sure is that embracing a collective era of open hearts will lead us to a profound level of connection both to ourselves and to one another. That's why I decided to add a new chapter to this anniversary edition of this book. We thought about calling it compassion, but I think what might fully encompass what I mean is caring, because in its simplest form, caring begins with opening your heart to yourself and to anyone with whom you might be struggling to find middle ground. I don't just mean